Suppose that one who was our worst enemy, someone who had done us a great deal of harm, toward whom we had anger, suppose that person came to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ and put away their evil deeds and came to us and asked for forgiveness. What would we do? You know, Jonah should have been happy that the people of Nineveh turned to the living God and repented, and God relented from the punishment that he was going to bring upon that nation, upon that city. But listen to what happened. Jonah chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray you, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, and I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, and you change your mind about judgment. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, do you do what's right to be so angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a shelter and sat under it in the shadow, that he might see what would happen to the city. You see, Jonah hoped in his heart that God would still bring judgment upon these people he didn't like. He wasn't willing to forgive. He wasn't willing to be like God and turn from his anger at their wickedness, his anger at the harm they had done to him, and turn to mercy and grace. It's not easy, is it, my friends? But we can do this with the grace of God. And so just like when we cried out to God for salvation, so let us now cry out to God that we may be able to forgive our enemies and receive those who turn to Jesus Christ, even though they may have harmed us in the past. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for your grace and your mercy in my life, that I may receive all those who truly receive you and in repentance bring forth the deeds of repentance. And help me, O Lord, that I may not be angry that they are not punished. In Jesus' name, amen.